people are actually losing their homes and asking to rent in our apartments.
The biggest obstacle is, of course, lack of funds.
We think we've helped 58,000 people.
We're constantly having a greater demand for affordable housing.
Welcome to the Affordable Housing Podcast, brought to you by Eden Housing.
Under normal circumstances, many of us could use education and counseling and home ownership to help us make good decisions. In today's volatile market, recovering from a situation where predatory lending practices became pervasive, it is critical that borrowers learn all they can. NeighborWorks America has received $4 million in grants from HUD to help existing and prospective homeowners understand the minefields. Hi, I'm Joanne Green. Pleased to welcome NeighborWorks America CEO Ken Wade to the Affordable Housing Podcast, brought to you by Eden Housing. Welcome, Ken.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
Ken oversees the provision of technical assistance, financial assistance, and training for over 3,000 community-based organizations, as well as the support of a national network of more than 240 affordable housing and community develop organizations that serve over 4,000 communities. From that vantage point, Ken, you must really see the impact of the subprime crisis on communities clear across the country.
No question. And one of the things that we've done, we've been working on the foreclosure issue for 5 years. We set up a Center for Foreclosure Solutions 5 years ago because the groups that we work with were telling us back then that this was a growing problem. We had done a lot of work to help people access home ownership. But they began to see people showing up on their doorstep in bad loans, who are having trouble, making ends meet and staying in their homes. So we've been out there working on this issue for a good number of years now.
But what you're seeing now, I'm sure, is unprecedented.
Yeah, no, we had no, we there was no
you
way we could
clue.
Have assumed that this problem would mushroom into the scale and scope that it is. As you know, it's impacting international financial markets, let alone the markets here in the U.S. I think the extent of the, the poor lending is much broader than anyone could have imagined.
So were there many, I mean, I know the answer to this question, but were there many communities that you interact with in terms of helping with affordable housing and all that were particularly impacted by these unscrupulous practices?
Sure. Well, there's no question that the initial wave of challenges was first exhibited or seen in primarily low and moderate income communities. It seems that that's where some of the subprime lenders are targeted.
And elderly people
and
as well?
And elderly, of course. And
disabled people.
Yep. But, now it has grown much beyond that. And so you see people being affected of all income groups. I know, where our headquarters is in D.C. and the biggest, one of the biggest communities in the D.C. metro area is actually an upper income community where people moved out there with these exotic loans. And obviously they're in trouble now with the inability to pay, and they've got rising foreclosures just like the low and moderate income neighborhoods.
You think we're at the tip of the iceberg now? Has it peaked?
No, it has not peaked. Most people assume that middle of 2009, toward the end of 2009, we'll see its peak. In particular, there's another wave of loans that are classified as Alt-A loans. A lot of those were made in California. They include the loans that people considered called pay option arms that allowed consumers to pick a payment. Many of those consumers now, because you could pay less than the monthly amortized mortgage amount, but the difference gets added on to the back of the loan. So many of those folks, number one, already owe more now than they did when they took out the original mortgage, coupled with the fact that on average their house now is probably worth 30% less than when they bought it.
So we have countless people across this country who owe more on their homes than their homes are worth.
Absolutely. And so that's a wild card. That's a, again, the precipitous drop in housing values has been a real complicating factor. But for that, there probably would have been some people who are going to foreclosure who could have either short sold their home or refinanced out of a bad loan. But now with housing values down, many of those options are just not available to
people. And nothing is moving on the market, at least here.
No, the market's dead.
In the San Francisco Bay Area,
it's just dead. It's a pretty dead market. I think even people who are looking for opportunities are concerned about, you know, where the bottom is. And I mean, no one wants to buy a house today that's worth less tomorrow. And so you see a lot of people just waiting on the sidelines to wait until the dust settles.
And we don't know when that will be.
Nope, not that. It's hard to predict. I would say again, unfortunately, things will probably get a little worse before they get better. The other big wild card to all of this is obviously the overall economy. So the more recent foreclosures, a lot of them are being driven by job loss. Obviously, if people don't have a job, they can't pay their mortgage, and that's got nothing to do with the type of loan you're in. I was out in Scranton, Pennsylvania a few weeks ago, and our affiliate out there that's doing foreclosure work, a lot of the people they're seeing now are showing up because they lost jobs. And as you know, the industrial manufacturing jobs out that way are few and far between, and that's a tough situation.
And in the meantime, the waiting lists for affordable rental housing are just getting longer and longer.
Absolutely.
And longer as building costs go up and everything else. So how are you helping people who are facing foreclosure?
Well, you know, we are administering a program. Congress appropriated some funding to help support foreclosure mitigation counseling. So we have provided already $130 million to organizations nationwide that are providing face-to-face telephonic counseling to people who are in trouble. We think that the average consumer doesn't know enough about the mortgage process to be able to work through these issues on their own. And so we encourage anyone who's having trouble to reach out to a local counseling organization. They can find that group either through their local government, but we also have a toll-free number where people can call 1-888-995-HOPE. That's run by an organization that we're partnering with called the Homeownership Preservation Foundation. They have the option of getting counseling right there over the phone, or they can be directed to a counseling organization in their local community if they would prefer to work with someone that way.
Once they call either that number or get in touch with some local organization, how much help is really available?
Sure. I mean, one of the things that the counseling organization will do is first and foremost understand that person's financial situation. I mean, obviously, you've got to know, you know, that particular situation. And then typically they're able to work with that consumer, if they choose to stay in their home, a loan modification effort or program or approach that will help keep them in their home. We've had some success in that regard. I would say the biggest problem that most of the counselors and I think consumers who call on their own are running into is just the fact that the scale of this problem is so large. Most of the lenders are overwhelmed with people trying to work things out. And so they're way behind.
Well, it gives them something to do since they're not lending out any money.
True. They're not lending on the front end, but they don't seem to have sufficiently staffed up to deal with the scale of the foreclosure side as well. I would say for any consumer who's trying to navigate this on their own, it's important for them probably to get to the loss mitigation part of the financial institution, not the collections division. The collections division basically is only empowered to collect a payment. It's really the loss mitigation part of the institution that typically is empowered to offer a consumer some kind of alternative than just a repayment plan.
Part of what you're charged with as well is education so that people won't be prey to these sorts of lending practices. So how are you doing that? How are you getting the word out?
Yeah, no, we've historically done pre-purchase counseling for consumers. One of the things that is particularly noteworthy, and this is across the board, most consumers who received good upfront pre-purchase counseling are not having these problems today because they ended up in good loans and they ended up in houses that they could afford. Unfortunately, The mortgage market is so complex today, or at least it was when it was, you know, more active, that the average consumer just was not armed with the capacity to wade through all the myriad of options that were out there. And what one lender said to us is basically what mortgage lending had become is selling a monthly payment to the consumer. And so if a consumer wanted a house that costs $500,000 and they made $50,000 a year, that mortgage broker would say, I can get you in that house based on, you know, structuring some of these exotic loans that obviously the day of reckoning would be down the road a ways.
So bottom line is if it sounded too good to be true, it probably
was. It probably was. Absolutely. Right. Absolutely.
What do you fear at this point, given the fact that you don't think that we've seen the worst of this?
Well, you know, I think, you know, the big challenge, again, with there's no question that any family that loses a home to foreclosure is devastating. So there's no way to, you know, sugarcoat that. But in addition to that, you know, this foreclosure problem is having a devastating impact on whole communities. You know, vacant properties, additional crime, oftentimes local government having to spend more money to board up properties, additional police protection. There's going to be lost tax revenue. So local governments are going to have less money to pay for schools and, you know, infrastructure and all of those things.
The serious domino effect.
Absolutely. And you could be perfectly fine yourself paying your own mortgage, but if you're in a community that's having a lot of foreclosures, your property values are going
to
suffer.
Right. Not to mention all the renters who are paying their rent on time, but their landlord isn't able to pay the mortgage,
exactly.
So they get displaced,
yep,
even though they've done nothing wrong.
Right. And that's part of that's a little bit of a silent part of this problem that doesn't get as much notoriety. But as you know, it's pretty typical that when the lender forecloses and somebody might be in there renting and they might have been paying their rent, you know, religiously, but it's pretty typical practice that the lender forces that person out and they ended up adding to the challenge in the rental market. As you say, the rental markets all over the country are being tightened because people are out of, who've been foreclosed on, have been added to the already short supply of rental housing, particularly at the low end, and it's really causing some challenges.
So you're looking forward to an Obama administration and some help in these regards?
Well, you know, we're a nonpartisan organization, but I think whoever's president next is going to have to do something significant if we're going to turn this problem around. And I think both of the candidates recognize that, and I'm pretty sure the new Congress is going to also step up to the plate as well. So we are looking forward to the new year there, because I think it will bring some new energy to focus on the issue.
Great. You want to give people a web address so they can learn more about NeighborWorks?
Sure. They can go to our web address, which is www.nw.org. It's pretty straightforward, www.nw.org. And if they are looking for help on the foreclosure counseling side, they can call the Housing Preservation Foundation's toll-free number, 1-888-995-HOPE.
Great. Ken Wade, CEO of NeighborWorks America, thanks so much for being on the Affordable Housing Podcast today.
Thank you.
SmarterPodcasts.com. Delivering sound advice.